Hey, this is
Hey,
Ali.
yes,
And I say welcome to New Vision for Life Church, where the love never ends. And we are continually growing in Proverbs 29:18, which tells us where there is no vision, the people perish. But happy is he that keepeth the law. Happy is he that understands the use of his tools. Happy is he that understands the decree that God has placed on your life so that you can decree a blessing
Blessing.
over someone
Amen.
else,
Yes.
because that is the
Yes.
circle of blessings. As we
Thank
are
you, Lord.
blessed, we are called to be a blessing
Yes.
so that God is continually blessed. And because of the original blessing that he bestowed upon us, he'll see fit to bless us again because we knew what to do the blessing with the blessing that he first bestowed upon us.
Amen.
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 Now,
Amen.
that's not the real place of blessings, because it is.
Yeah.
But you don't get the whole circle of blessings from this blessing. This blessing. I ask that you all go with me and just giving praise and glory to God for
Thank
the
you,
blessed
Lord.
shepherd that we have, our
Yes,
beloved and excited.
amen. 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 Thank you, Lord.
I'm still saying, you deserve it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank
You deserve it. Thank you, Lord.
All
You deserve it. Fine.
the
See, I don't know now. To you. Come on, sis. Go ahead. Come on. And all of the glory belongs to you. Go back to
You
y'all.
You deserve.
Yes, oh God.
You deserve.
You
deserve.
Belongs to you. Hallelujah.
My hallelujah
Belongs to
Thank you, Lord.
you. Yes,
God.
my hallelujah. Thank
Jesus.
you, God. And
My
my hallelujah belongs to And my hallelujah belongs to you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
Thank
you,
you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, I
Thank
was ready
you,
to.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Father God, we do thank you. We honor you. We bless you. We magnify your holy name, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord, the
Jesus.
great I am, the
Hallelujah.
Alpha and the Omega, Lord God. Father, you deserve it. Hallelujah. You to be honored, you to be worshiped, you to be praised. Father, in the name of Jesus, for truly there is none like you, Lord God. This is the day that the Lord has made. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. Not thanking you, but thanking God. Hallelujah. Praise be unto God. Well, folks, you know what I am.
Excited.
I am excited. I am excited. I am truly excited. Danielle said, you know, she spoke a lot about our yesterday event. And I'm telling you, I was so overwhelmed with joy, with love. Just to see New Vision, y'all give yourselves a hand. Give yourselves
y'all showed up and showed out.
Showed up and showed out. And Deacon Banks, I know you heard New Vision, But you were part of New Vision. You were there with us, praise God. And we thank you. And
amen.
You were.
Yeah.
You were. I thought you were. All y'all, I'm telling you, y'all just did it. I can't talk about y'all no more. I can't say, where are those people? How come they're not doing? Y'all showed up and y'all did. Amen. And I loved it when I got there that Tammy said, some people came in here and they just took over. They just did everything. They had, and now we're finished an hour and a half earlier than we were the
vote. All right.
They were finished with the setting up, the getting things, you know, up on the table to bag up the stuff. And then they got this assembly line going. The chief over there, you know, yep. Got the assembly line going, and they worked that thing. They worked it. Y'all worked it. And it was good. But the blessing out of doing all of that was to see the faces of the people that came through.
Yeah.
To see them come through that door, you know. And they had received 400 turkeys, and the turkeys were split up between three or four different churches because Pastor Hudson has two churches himself. And then there were other churches that came and picked up the turkey. But 400 were ordered and delivered. And where we were yesterday, 250 baskets went out.
Wow. Yes. They had
250 people came in and they signed for it and they got their meals. And it was a blessing. And the thing, too, that I didn't think about before, and so we must think about this even as we go into the future and do more outreach. I heard Pastor Rod saying, do you have a place where you can cook it? Because not all of those people weren't homeless.
That's right.
Okay, they weren't homeless. They were from the area, and there were some that were homeless. But he said, do you have a place where you can cook it? If not, don't take this. Because basically, it's not going to do you any good, okay? You had to get something else that was there to be able to be given to you. Because if you can't cook it, we have not helped you.
Right.
And we don't want you taking it out here and throwing it away. I heard him say that. And you don't want them, now, if they did, we don't know, but you don't want them taking it out here and selling it,
right?
You know, so if you can't find, if you don't have a place to cook it, don't take it. Take what, you know, what we have that you can eat. However, you have to eat it. And so with that going on, and like you said, the hot meal also that was served outside, the haircuts and all of that, it was just a blessed day all the way around. It was all the way around. And so once again, I am very proud of you. I thank God for you. And I need my glasses out of that bag, please. I thank God for you. I thank God for the opportunity of being able to serve. You see, people felt and thought and believed that because we weren't within four walls, there was nothing much we could do.
Well,
the devil is a liar, right? The devil is a liar.
Amen.
We have done much, praise be unto God. And the thing that I'm very proud of y'all about is the fact that when we go out and serve, when we go out and do the prayer walk, it is not about getting New Vision's name on Apostle Etta Banks plastered up in the sky. You know, it's not about that. It is about the kingdom work and what we're doing, whether we're collaborating with someone, whether we're the ones leading it, whatever the case may be. We are kingdom builders. In other words, we are adding to the kingdom by the grace and the mercy of God because of what he has done. Because of what he has done in us. Amen.
Amen.
So, Lord have mercy. I just am excited. That's all I can say. In fact, after I walked in and they had to make me sit down. I love y'all. Y'all really take care of me, you know, because I immediately wanted to pick up the heavy bags and do this, that, and the other. See, she got that look on her face already. You know, she got that look on her face already. You hard-headed, you know. And I mean, I started to pick up a bag. I heard it from her, heard it from him, heard it from her. Why are you trying to pick the bag up? Leave the bag alone. Ian, I'm going to get you a seat. Sit down. just sit down. And I appreciate y'all taking care of me, but when I first got there, all I could do is stand and just look at y'all. I mean, y'all were working, you know, y'all were working bees, and Michelle, your husband, and I ought to get him a gift, because every single thing that we do, that he can come out and be a part of it, he comes right with you, and I appreciate it.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
He's a trustee in his own church, been there for how many years? 30, 40 years? 25 years. A trustee in his own church, and all of it, he was sharing with me and Deacon Banks what he has to do from the moment he gets to the church door. First thing he has to do is open up 9 gates, okay, so the people can get in and park. Mm-hmm. So he's got to walk around property and open up 9 gates, got to turn on the lights, do the heating, do the sound system, do this, and by the time the brother got finished, like, it was time for him to go home, okay? And he had all of that to do, and then he had the nerve to have to sing with the choir, you know? Now I gotta go up here and sing, you know? But in doing all of that, you know, but yet he always comes out and helps New Vision, but whatever we had to do. He and Deacon Charles put up the desk in my office before we left them over on Woodlawn Drive. I mean, they were down there in the floor. Wait, what does it say here about this? What goes where? So he's always there. He's always there. So again, I do thank each and every one of y'all. Y'all are just truly a blessing, a blessing, a blessing. And going forth, hallelujah, going forth, we're going to see more and more of outreach coming for what it is God has for us. Let me say here and now, I know last week I mentioned that we had put in an offer on a building, you know, and so we are excited. We are excited. The offer has been accepted. The offer has been accepted. The offer been accepted, but we also have been pre-approved for the loan to get to building. Hallelujah. We have been pre-approved for the building. And so it has to be appraised and whatever the last few things that has to be done with that. And prayerfully, by January, everything will be done. It will be complete. And we will have a place that we can call home.
Amen.
And I would be, what's the word? Remiss if I did not mention my beloved agent. I'm telling you, with everything that she's had to put up with and keeping me together, you know, I just thank God for her and what she has done, and all of you that have worked with me, you know, and there's some other personal private things that I can't say about it, but just truly know my thanks goes out to everyone that has been a part of this ordeal, everyone. And we're going to be in a residential neighborhood. We'll be in Woodlawn, so we'll be right over there in Woodlawn, up the street from our old building.
Ooh.
In a residential place. And if you're holy and filled with the Holy Spirit, you have understood everything I said. Amen. All right, beloveds. We're gonna share the word, and I believe it will be a brief word. I believe it will be brief. However, as I listen to what was going on in our praise song, as I listen to the prayer that Denise prayed, as I listened to what Danielle said, because at first I was like, God, is this what I'm supposed to give today or not? You know, and if it's not, you better hurry up. Come, Holy Ghost, come quick, okay? If this is not what you want me to say. But as I heard them saying certain things, you know, that settled in my spirit that this is okay to give. And if you'll turn with me to Psalms 51. And the, if this had to be titled anything, it's Lord, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Let me get it back. Okay. All righty. And starting at verse 1. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions and my sin is always before me. Against you and you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight. So you are right in your verdict and justified when you judge. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. Yet you desired faithfulness even in the womb. You taught me wisdom in that secret place. Cleanse me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out my iniquity. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast, right spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Then I will teach transgressors your ways so that sinners will turn back to you. Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O God, you who are my God, who are God, my Savior, and my tongue will sing of your righteousness. Open my lips, Lord, and my mouth will declare your praise. You do not delight in sacrifice, or I would bring it, but you take pleasure in burnt offering. My sacrifice, O God, is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. You, God, will not despise. May it please you to prosper Zion, to build up the walls of Jerusalem, and then you will delight in the sacrifices of the righteous and burnt offerings offered whole. Then bulls will be offered on your altar. And we thank God for the reading of his word. Thank you for the reading of his word. Amen. So here in this Psalms, this is where David is asking the Lord truly to forgive him for what he did. Now I'm going to backtrack a little. And this is where David has been notified by Nathan about the sin he committed with Bathsheba. That he committed the sin with Bathsheba, saw her on the roof, you know, saw her bathing. He just got enamored about it. He like, wow, look at this woman. He sent somebody to go get her and bring her to him. And she came. Mind you, she is a married woman. Her husband is out in the war. Fighting the war, serving David, but he's out in the war. And she comes unto David. They have relationships, and she gets pregnant. And she tells him after that, David sends for her husband Uriah to come back out of the field. Come out of the field. I want you to go, you know, come home, go get some dinner, get a bath, do all that good stuff, go be with your wife, you know, so that at that point, if he had done that, he could say it's Uriah's child, all right? That was his hope. But Uriah, being an honorable man, said, I'm staying at the king's door with the other soldiers that are staying here and protecting me. I'm staying at the king's door. So he didn't even go home. He stayed there to watch. Well, when the other leaders came back and told David that Uriah didn't go home, then he had his chief man there tell Uriah, you take these few guys and you go out back to the field, but he wanted him on the front line. And why did he want him on the front line? So he could die. So that he could die out there, all right? Because he did not want this man to know what he had done. He did not want him to know. It's amazing that when we do things and we know that we're wrong and how we try to hide it from each other, we try to hide it, a lot of it, from the people that we're doing the wrong to. We don't want them to know that we're wronging them. We just don't want to deal with that type of stuff. But saints of God, don't you know we cannot hide from God?
Yeah.
Cannot hide from God. He knows it. He sees it all.
Yes,
there's no question about it. We can't lie to him. We can lie to ourselves, but you cannot lie to God. Amen.
Right.
So he already knew what was going on. So after all of that had happened, God speaks to Nathan. Nathan is a prophet. He speaks to him, and he tells him, you know, what to say to David. So he comes to David and he tells David, he says, what would you do? You know, what do you think about this? Here is a rich man who has thousands of sheep and cattle. He's got all this land. He's got everything that he could want and so forth and so on. He has all of that. And then down the road, there is a poor man that only has one sheep. And with this sheep, he's raised this sheep from when it was a little bitty ewe, raised it. And that he said he even slept, the word says he slept with the sheep. He ate with the sheep ate with them, with his kids and so forth and so on. Did all of that. And then someone was coming to the king's palace and so forth, and he had to have a big meal for them. So instead of him using his own stuff, he goes and he takes that man's one sheep. And he takes it and he makes this feast for whoever he was making the feast for. And when Nathan is telling him this, David gets belligerent. Well, that was wrong. That man ought to be put to death, and everything should be repaid to the man that he took the one thing from, and so forth and so on. I mean, he was laying down the law, And Nathan said, sir, that was you. That was you. You got all of these women, all of these concubines, all of or whatever children you had. You got all of that. And you've got to go take the one wife that Uriah had, and then you're going to kill him, okay, to keep him from knowing what you did. And that's where Psalms 51 was birthed from. Lord, have mercy on me.
Yeah.
Have mercy. How I've let my flesh, how I've let my personal desires, how I've let the lust of the eye, all of these things cause me to take what it is I want. Just take it, not thinking about what it's doing to anybody else. That's what I want. I see it. I want it, and I can have it because of who I am, the position I am. There are people in many places of authority, and because of their title, because of their money, because of their education, because of whatever it is that puts them up here, they believe that they can take and do and go wherever they want to go. God forbid. God forbid. But then here we look at mercy. Mercy, mercy, mercy. And mercy is an expression of need, a declaration of humility. It acknowledges that we are desperately wrong in whatever it was that we have done. And we need the mercy of the person that can pass the judgment on. Can you imagine sitting in a courtroom and you're there for a judge to give the final say about your life? The jury has already said you're guilty. Evidence says you're guilty. In fact, you basically almost confess to it. You're guilty. But because of the compassion and the love that God has, even in that sin-sick place that we're in, he says, mercy.
Yeah.
I count you as not guilty.
Yeah. Amen.
I'm washing your slate clean.
Amen.
I'm doing it. I'm washing it clean.
Thank you, Jesus.
This is what he can do, and this is what he has done. Praise God that his mercy is new every
day.
And when I read that every morning, that says to me, not only that he's so good every morning, but it tells me that we must be bad every day.
Mm-hmm.
You can't make a provision.
That's right.
Every morning.
That's right.
We must be doing something every day.
Yeah. That's right.
And so his mercy from yesterday isn't taking care of today.
Nope.
When I see today, I need new mercies.
Yes.
I see new mercies. I see today. Because somewhere in my being, just because I am human, because I'm covered with this flesh, somewhere along the line, I thought something I messed up with.
Yes.
I said something.
Yes.
I did something.
Yes.
And you know, and as I'm dealing with this and dealing with the word transgression, the word, and I was looking in the Jewish Bible, and it was explaining, I wish I had written it down, but the transgression came in three different levels. And one of the things about transgression is us doing something to purposely anger God.
Mm-hmm.
That's one, to purposely anger him. The other one, the third one that I remembered, I can't remember the second one right now, but the third one is doing something unintentionally, and it still is sin. Okay, it's still sin. And what is it? Ignorance of the law does not cause us to not be able to have to pay the penalty, you know, for what we've done wrong.
Right.
So I didn't know, but that's too bad. You didn't know, but you still broke the law. So we have unintentional sin and sin that is on purpose. And I know, thank God all of us in here are saved, but I know if any of you are anything like me, there were some times that you plot and plan your sin.
Oh, Jesus.
You can't say you fell into, there you go. You can't say, I love it when people say, I fell in it. You didn't fall in
it. You jumped in.
Hey, brother,
you jumped in.
You called that motel and made the reservation. You stopped by the liquor store and bought the bottle. Okay, you got the guy on the corner and got your weed. All right, and you knew who it was that you were going to meet, and you opened the door and let them in. They didn't have to knock our door for them to get to the door. And you open the door and let them in, okay? And then when you get caught, well, it just happened. It just happened. That real good. You organized it real good. You planned to do it someplace where you thought nobody would see you there. But God saw. But God saw. But still, Nathan risked his life, the word says. He said he risked his life by going to David and saying, how many of us are willing to risk our lives, risk relationships, risk jobs, risk whatever it is we got going on that's real good, risk it to tell somebody the truth? To tell somebody the truth. Are we brave enough to stand up and do something?
Yeah.
Or are we afraid, walking with fear? Lord, I can't do that. That's my brother. That's my sister. That's my daughter. That's that, you know, that. And we find all kinds of excuses not to stand up for what is right. But Nathan risked his own life to tell this man the truth. And when he did so, David went into a place of not only asking for forgiveness, but then he repented. Babies, in my studying this, found out that, you know, we can ask God for forgiveness all we want. But even in our Lord's Prayer, it said, forgive my debts as I forgive my debtors.
Yeah.
And so we must understand that in that sentence, that if we don't forgive others,
he's
not forgiven us.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, forgiveness has been made available. Okay, when Christ went to the cross, the forgiveness was made available for every sin that you will ever commit. The forgiveness is there. But if you don't do such and such, people think that the promises God has given us and all of them are unconditional. We got so many conditional sins.
Yes.
Condition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you do this, then I will.
Yeah.
Honey, no. God is not a fool.
Yeah.
He is not a fool by no means, okay? He said he won't be mocked. I'm taking that out of context of when he said it. But he won't be mocked. He won't be made a fool of. So it's conditional, a lot of these things. But repentance, it said in the study that repentance is an action word. It's an action word. When you repent, you are saying that I acknowledge my sin, I acknowledge the transgression, I acknowledge the iniquity, I'm acknowledging it all, I was wrong. Please forgive me, and I'm turning away from this thing not to do it again.
Amen.
And turn back to God.
Amen.
That's where repentance is supposed to take. We have done so much in being what's the word? We have done so much in thinking that mercy, even though it's new to us every day, thank God, but it's something that we can take lightly.
Mm-hmm.
But God doesn't want us to take it lightly. He doesn't want, he wants us to acknowledge what we've done and turn away from it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all of us in here have been in relationships. And the only relationship that little girl has been in prayerfully is one with her mom and dad. no boyfriends on the scene, right? Okay. Anyway, we've been in relationships. And each one of us, there were people that we had relationships with, and we've done something wrong. We've had to say, I'm sorry. I apologize. And they say, okay. And you come back the next day because you did the same thing over again. I'm sorry. I apologize. They say, okay. And then come back the third day and you did the same thing again. I'm sorry. I apologize. At some point in time, not only do they not want to hear your apology, they don't want to see you.
That's right.
Because they don't believe you. Because you are continuously doing the same thing over and over and over again. So after a while, that I'm sorry and apologize, that just rings out. Don't say, they can say it all they want. You don't care at that point.
Mm.
And why should God be any different with us if we keep going, God, I'm sorry. God, I'm sorry. God, I'm sorry. And thank God that God doesn't judge us the way we would judge each other.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you that he doesn't. Do you know how many of us would not be sitting here today? How many? We sing that song, In This House. I give you praise. And yeah, well, in this house would be nobody in here but Tabika, maybe, and her husband, you know, but it would,
nope.
You wouldn't be in there. You
say no.
Okay. And he said, nope. You know, because look, we are human, right? That's what we want to tell everybody. We're human. But do you understand the magnitude of the spirit that lives within you? And I'm not talking about your spirit, I'm talking about Holy Spirit himself.
Yeah.
He has taken up residence within you.
Mm-hmm.
He has made his abode there.
Yeah.
He's given you the power, the strength, the wisdom, the knowledge.
Yeah.
He has given everything you need to live the life that you were purposed to live.
Mm-hmm.
And you may not fully understand what your purpose is, but he has given you the ability to be. And what you don't know how to be, when he needs you to do it, it will come forth. He will see to it that you get everything you need to be what you need to be. And again, like I said, we take this mercy thing, we take it for granted. But we should not be asking for mercy without us also saying and seeking a repentant heart. Thanks to God, we've got to come to that place.
Mm-hmm.
I really loved it when Elder Mark did what he did with the shofar and then used that. It was a teachable moment. You know, I can't blow this the way I used to. And why? Because his lungs hadn't been exercised.
Yes.
He hadn't been rehearsing and practicing with it. He hadn't been doing it. He had a tool that God had blessed him with.
Yeah.
And he was not using it. How many of us in this room and online here, how many of God has blessed us? He's gifted us. He's given us things that we're supposed to be using for the kingdom. And we're sitting back on it and not using it. And then all of a sudden, somebody comes up in front of you and they need what you got. And you're like, oh, my God, I forgot how to do that. I don't know what to do. And while you're standing there going, this person is slowly dying out. Bleeding you weren't ready, okay? Call somebody. But you're the doctor, but I haven't practiced for 15 years, okay? You're supposed to keep up on it. That's why in so many businesses of careers, they got CE classes. What are CE classes? Continuing education. And I think it's very interesting that doctors and lawyers never stop practicing.
That's right.
Yep.
That's why they call what they do a practice.
Yes. Thank you.
They call because they never get it 100% right. They're constantly practicing, constantly learning. We have to do the same thing in the field, the same thing in ministry. So when you're looking for ministry, you shouldn't be looking for mercy, shouldn't be seeking it without the ability or the willingness to repent. And don't think that you can sit all the time and again and say, Lord, I repent, and you keep going back. Mm-hmm. And you keep going back, and you keep going back. After a while, it's null and void. We also look at mercy and think that we're beyond the reach of mercy. I want to say here and now, again, that no matter what it is that you have done, no matter what you've said, nothing that you have done, crosses takes you out of being able to receive the mercy of God. He says that he will make it new for you every single day. Mm-hmm. He will make mercy new for you every single day. But then we have a thing where we have mercy in our head, but it's not here. Mm-hmm. It's not in our heart. We don't have the mercy of God taking place in our heart. We don't personalize it. We don't get it that God really meant for me to be, the slate is washed clean, that God really does care that much, that God really wants something different from me. Something different from me. He wants that from me. So he gives me what I need. Baby, we can do all of the head knowledge we want. Okay? We can learn this Bible inside and out. But if you aren't walking as the living word, if you are not active in the word, if you are not doing what the word says, all you've done is become somebody that has great brain that knows how to memorize. I can memorize. You know, on Facebook last night, this little, I think you sent it to me. I'm not sure. But sent me this clip of this baby. She could not have been more than 18 months old, repeating Psalms 23. Mm-hmm. Psalms 23, saying it in baby words, but saying the Psalms 23, she's repeating it. It was in her head, not in her heart. She doesn't know what it means, but she can repeat it. And I can guarantee you, if she can repeat that, there's other stuff in the Bible she can repeat because her parents taught her. So she can read. That's how different people from different nations and so forth, their children, 2 and 3 years old, doing 4 and 5 different languages and reading on a college level, and they're 3 and 4 years old and so forth and so on, because they are taught.
They just realize that we're looking at us.
Okay. But that baby didn't know what it was that she was saying.
Just turn the TV off.
But it was so precious when she got to the end and said, great and mercy. And my thought and my prayer was, Lord, let that be her prayer the rest of her life.
Yes.
Let that be the prayer the rest of her life. Let the seeds that were being sown that day in the days that her parents are teaching, may it take root in the heart and not just stop up here at the head. Many of us need to come to that place. I pray that as we went forth and did what we did yesterday, that those that are in the ministry who have not yet grasped how urgent it is for us to get out and do, those who have not yet grasped that there's something that God has equipped you to do. He may have equipped you to be the donor with all the money to give for certain projects. He may have equipped you for construction and building things where we need to go do such and such. He may have dealt with somebody else getting us the real estate that we need to do. Somebody else who can get the right contacts to make the donations. We all got a lane that we can walk in. And you're sitting back and you're doing nothing about it. That is something that's got to be unpleasing to God. So even on this morning, with all the goodness that we did yesterday, that we come before him today and say, Lord, have mercy on me for what I didn't do. And I repent that I will no longer walk in the vein of God bless you, son. I will no longer walk in the vein that let somebody else do it when you know it's what God called you to do, it's what God has equipped you to do. No, that's on me. I'm going to do my fair share. is nothing like putting a 1,000-piece puzzle together, and you got 999 pieces, and you get to that last piece, and you can't find that last piece. And it took you a week and a half to do the 999 pieces. Mm-hmm. Took you, she said 2 months. Okay, mm-hmm. All that time to do that puzzle and that one piece. And you don't know the piece is missing until you get to the end. Mm-hmm. You know, if you knew it before, you would have stopped a long time ago. Mm-hmm. But you get to the end and the piece is missing. So now you can't do what they do and frame it and all that stuff because it's unfinished work. It's unfinished. Let not what we have been called to do, what we have been anointed to do, let it not be that we are the one piece that is missing from the puzzle. Let us not be the one to hold things up. We have got a plan, a pathway, we've got a vision, and we've got to go on with it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. More and more you hear us talking about the vision and things that God is placing on my heart. There's a talk to our leaders and then come to the congregation and things that I really see us doing when we get in the new place that Almighty God has prepared for us. Amen.
Amen.
And every stumbling block that we have met along the way, I ask y'all to be in prayer that any stumbling blocks that are before us, that they may be stumbling blocks where we can lift our legs high enough to step over it, or we can get around it, or we can pick it up and throw it up out of the way, but so that God's will be done and his will be done. And may he have mercy on us day in and day out, for this is the day that the Lord has made. So let us rejoice in this day. Let us be glad in this day for what he has done. Because he's awesome. He's marvelous. He's magnificent. And because we are his, you too are awesome and marvelous and magnificent. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
My children over here. Okay. And oh, by the way, too, if there are several people that are not here today due to illness. I got calls this morning. So please keep your sisters and children, keep them, the children, the parents, trying to think of the households that call me. Please keep them in prayer, okay, because there are those that are out due to illness today. And I'll explain, Danielle, after you come to do, I'll explain about the basket.
Okay.
Oh.
y'all over there going through some changes over there. Here, Alex. Okay.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Like,
yeah.
So I'm
okay. Well, let me explain. You know, we have all of these years that we have been online. We have.
You're not Vanna White.
Okay. We have been doing all of our offerings online. And because we've been online, so all the offerings have been done online. Holy Spirit spoke to me yesterday again that when we come together, just the way we go to Abba's house, no matter what we put in online to New Vision, y'all give an offering at Abba's house. We come here and the phone rings. we come here. Shut it off for me. Thank you. Okay. We come here and we're not taking up an offering. You do offerings online, and I understand that. And most of the time, that's your tithe. But we should also take an offering here as well. And one of the reasons is because of the fact of the home that's been opened up to us, the food that has been prepared for us. And so we give back, okay, and saying thank you for what you've done. So also there will be times until we move into our new place that there will be guests that we will have here. And if, as she says the declaration, he says the declaration and assumes everybody has done online, and somebody may be sitting there that wants to give and a basket has not been put out for them to give. And so we've hindered our own chance of being blessed. And trust me, as we go into this building, I need to have more services so y'all can give more. More often, amen. So you can give more often, amen. Because there's a whole lot of stuff that we have to take care of. But so this is why I came forth and asked baby girl to get a basket today. It's not about the amount. First of all, as Kyle says, the intent of the heart. Do it with the right spirit. Do it. We're not saying, you know, if you don't have anything to give today, so be it. You don't have anything to give today. But be prepared to come the next time that as we come into the house of the Lord. In fact, in the Bible, every time they went before the altar, they went with an offering. They did not go before God without an offering. So let's follow suit. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Those of you that are online, if you want to do an offering, you know, that you haven't done, go right ahead and do it online. To God be the glory. So now it's in your hands, beloved. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, what I'm going to do, should I have it Pastor Brown or should I have baby girl? People just come up with it.
Just come up.
Huh?
Just go up.
Go up. Go up. Well, amen. Minister Michelle has spoken. All right. So before I do the declaration, if there's anyone that would like to get, will you just hold it, honey? Thank you. She will be holding our offering basket on today. Please govern yourselves accordingly. Again, you do not know what doors you are opening. By doing so and being disobedient, you are closing doors. So just govern yourselves accordingly. And if you're giving online, go ahead. If you have the money to do so, do it. You know, you may come up now as I recite the declaration over our offense. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Father God, for today. God, we thank you that you gave us seed to give, God. We thank you, Father God, that we are able to bless and give an offering above our tithes, Father God. We thank you in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for the jobs that you are providing for us, God, the better jobs, even people who do not have jobs, Father God. God, we thank you for raises and bonuses, God, sales and commissions, Father God, real estate, hallelujah, church real estate.
Amen.
Income, thanks and returns, Father God. God, we thank you for checks in the mail and money finding us and chasing us down the street on the north, south,
yeah,
and east.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
Father, God. Thank you, Father God, because the seed that you are giving us, Father God. God, we thank you, Father God, that our debts are paid off, God. We thank you for the increase, Father God. We thank you for the blessings. And again, God, we thank you for the new church building. We thank you for
thank you, Lord.
For the heart around there, Father God. For the harvest that's going to come in, and it will be a blessing unto the church, Father God, so that we can do the things that we need to do in the church and in the community, God. God, we thank you for meeting all of our needs.
Ooh, yes.
God, we thank you for meeting all.
Thank you, Lord.
God,
thank you, Lord. Amen. Lord. Amen.
There enough to give unto the kingdom so that we can build the kingdom, God, and we can make disciples, God, so that we can teach them, Father God, and we can promote the gospel of your son, Jesus the Christ.
Thank
God,
you,
we will never cease to give you the glory, never cease to give you the honor. We will never cease to give you the glory.
Yes.
Jesus, Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Thank you.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. I don't think there are there any announcements?
Give it to me.
Yes.
Oh,
are
I
there
have
any
one.
Announcements?
I have one. I have one.
So today we have a special person whose birthday is today. So we just want to say we love you so much, and thank you for everything you did for your mission. Thank you that God sent you to us. Years ago, and I remember when you first walked in, you was just pulling on my heart. Like, God, why is this lady pulling on my heart? And I just remember going back there and hugging on you and crying on you and all that other stuff. But
we truly appreciate your presence at New Vision. We can tell you and Deacon. We can tell that the both of you are with us. So we just thank you for everything that both of you are. We're happy that we get to celebrate you on today for your birthday. The dinner is on a different level because it is your birthday.
Yesterday we celebrated Dominique's birthday. She was out there helping her birthday, giving and blessing people. And Daniel's birthday is this Thursday. And the hearing, I know I've not said much, but the last 2 weeks, I've been to a few people, just been emotional, stressful, but God.
Yes.
The judge has until the 29th, was the day after Daniel's birthday, on Friday, to render his decision. I am believing, trusting, and knowing that the answer is yes. Man, and he can make the decision before the 29th, you know what I'm saying? So it's just, I'm just in a good place. Daniel's in a good place. Thank you all for everything. He's in a good place. He said it's just been because of the lies and things that were told. He said it forced him, and God knows what he's doing, but it forced him to get in his word more. Mm-hmm. It first forced him to pray more. It first forced him to worship more and be still and not to try and fight it. And that's the place that I had to find myself. Don't fight it. Be still and know that I am God. Mm-hmm. And I got this in control because yes, I could have said, and we had a good, I had a lot of good things to say, but God shut my mouth. He would not let me say the things. And if I was able to say the things that I wanted to say, then the judge wouldn't have had a reason to say he can't be released. Mm-hmm. You know, everything would have been in his favor. But right now, things are not in his favor. So that's when God shows up and be like, see, sit down, be quiet. I fought this battle. I did this. Yes. So that's the place where Daniel and I are coming from right now. Yes. That is God's doing and not our doing. Yes. Not what we can say, not what we can do. Mm-hmm. We stand back and watch the salvation of God. We stand back and watch the mercy of God. We have thrown ourselves at the mercy seat of God. Yes. And ourselves at the mercy of the judge. And we know that God can turn anything around. Yes. Turn the heart of the judge. Turn the heart of anyone that had anything to do with that situation. It is turned around. Amen. So we're just believing and trusting God and just expect the great news.
Yeah. Amen.
That's just where we are. So still continue to keep us in prayer. Keep, you know, everyone in prayer. You've had the email, so you know the names of the people that are involved. Just keep us all in prayer. And even some of the men that are there, one of the boys called me. He was like, Ma, don't worry. He calls me, Ma, don't worry about this. You raised a good son. The things that he does, I watch him. And because of him, I'm in a better place. So he had to be where he is so that he can help someone else out. You know, so he was just always like, I watch. And he's a role model to me. And don't you worry about this. Your baby's coming home. He said, all your babies are coming home. It's real. He's like, all your babies are coming. We're coming home to you, Ma. We're coming home. But they literally said, Daniel has to be released first so that he can make the pathway for us and get everything out here straight for us to come out. So I was in tears after this. I said, boy, I need to give you an offering. You preached it. And this boy was a Muslim, but being and talking with Daniel, he is totally, I believe in God. God is working. And this young man killed his mother accidentally, but he killed his mother. Mm. And he's like, you're my mother now. So it's like, I have another son, you know? So I don't care that he killed. He's not who he is, what he did on the worst day of his life. Yes. That's not who he is. That's what he did. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I said, I love you. I will love you as a mother. You're forgiven. He had to be forgiven. So I said, I forgive you. I stand in proxy as your mother, and I forgive you. And know that God's got something for you, and he gave you a second chance in life, and you better do something right with that. You have a second chance that you could fit in jail and serve, you know, for life. You get life. You killed your mother. But God gave you and Daniel and all those other people in there a second chance. Don't blow it. Yes, ma'am. I can't wait to meet you. I can't wait, Ma. I love you. I love you. That's why I keep Ma. I love you. And I'm just like, oh my God, I love you more. No, Ma, I love you more. That's what they said. So that's what came out of that. So again, we know that, you know, all things work together. Yes, we know that yes. things happen. You know, they got Daniel in the lion's den and Joseph in the pit and in Meshach, Shadrach, and all the crazy places that these people were. And they God works in there. He did something. And I said, Daniel, you're where you are so God can work with and through
Amen.
You.
Amen.
You. And he's going to get the glory out of this. He will get, so y'all get ready for the testimonies. He said he can't wait. He's believing God and thanking God for the church. He said, I can't wait to be with my church family. He said, I can't wait to be on the pulpit and worship. He said, Ma, I'm a worshiper. He said, I was created to worship. He said, I want to worship. He said, I'm going to cry. He said, I'm going to cry when I step through the church door. That's what I want to be right now. I want to be in church worshiping and praising God for what he has done for me and through me. So I'm looking forward. Y'all get ready.
Amen.
He's ready. He's in a different place right now. He's ready. And he's at peace. He's at peace. And that's what makes me be able to be at peace. At peace. So keep him in prayer, y'all. Amen. I'm excited. I was anxious waiting for the 29th. I'm happy waiting for the 29th to get here so that I can, so we can scream, yes, God. You did it before, and you'll do it. And then the same goes for your baby. Guilty or not, whatever, it does not matter. It's new mercy. When I said this is the day, it's a day we've never seen before. Mm-hmm. This is the day, and it's new mercies every single day.
Yeah.
Every single day. Yeah. That wasn't even what's supposed to be going on. Yeah. Amen. Any other announcements? Amazing. I saw I could say he's just amazing. And I love him. I love him. I love him.
Amen.
Anyone else? No more, no announcements, no nothing. I don't even know what's done right now. It's Minister Kyle. Yes. You, we can't even see them.
Hold on.